This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president speaks tonight on the politically divisive issue of immigration. You probably knew that, though, didn't you? The latest numbers from the Pew Research Center are that this country has 11.2 million undocumented immigrants right now, give or take. For a slice of that total, perhaps 3 million or so, maybe 4 million, Mr. Obama is expected to authorize permits allowing them to work here legally. So how much, you know, is that actually going to change things in the American economy? From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Workers without papers make up 5% or so of our labor force. It's a varied group, but large numbers of them are renters, they speak English poorly, and get by on about $18,000 a year. Job-wise, Audrey Singer at the Brookings Institution says they tend to work
in the hospitality industry, in construction, and in places with agriculture. They're in farm jobs as well.
So what happens if and when many of them receive permits to work legally? The Migration Policy Institute figures it could affect 3.7 million people, freeing them to chase better jobs. Here's the Institute's Mark Rosenblum.
As people get legal status, they're going to be more mobile. You know, there are some unauthorized immigrants who are unable to change jobs because they don't have proof of work eligibility. It's difficult to quit a job and look for another one.
It may not be a large-scale shakeup, though. In a study of people who got new green cards, the only people who moved up the wage ladder had high skills. Less than one in five do, says Laura Hill of the Public Policy Institute of California.
It was really the high-skill workers who were able to translate this new status into better-paying jobs. The lower-skilled unauthorized workers, which are the majority, were not able to make that transition in the amount of time that we were observing them.
If that's an indication, only those with good skills in English may be emboldened by work papers. And it may be temporary. We're talking executive order, which means the next White House executive could push the undo button. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.